It's Live and Dangerous with Laddie Freeze. I go by the name Ada Blessing, and your dial is locked onto 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a brand new week. Welcome once again. Good evening, Daddy Freeze. How are you?
Hi, Ada. How are you doing? Awesome day it is today. We've got a special guest at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But before that, last week we talked about the woman who filed for divorce from her husband of 18 years after he refused to get the COVID vaccine. And that was very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Right now, I think we should start with a driver at the Murtala Mohammed International Airport returned a bag containing $40,000 and other valuables. $40,000 in today's naira is 20 million naira. Because a dollar is about 525 naira. So 10,000 is going to be about 5.2 million. So $40,000 is going to be about 20.8 million thereabout. So the question is, if you found 20.8 million naira worth of dollars, would you return it like this wonderful guy did? Let's talk about this. But keep it in mind, guys, that we have a guest at 11. So while you want to enjoy and gist away, always keep that at the back of your mind. Over to you, Adaobi.
Okay, before I open the phone lines, Daddy Freeze, in all honesty, I think I'll return the money. If I find myself in that situation, I'll definitely return the money. I think I am that nice. I know it's quite tempting, but trust me, Daddy Freeze, I'll return it. Keeping it is stealing.
I totally agree with you. For the first time, we're absolutely on the same spot. So let's open up the phone lines. What do the people think?
All right, the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Ada.
Hello, Somada.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, fine, thank you.
Ada? I'm not going to pretend. I won't return it. Do you know why I won't return it?
Please tell us.
Whoever loses that amount of money can afford it.
No, you can't say that. What if that was everything he had?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I can tell you that whoever loses or misuses that kind of money certainly can afford it. And
oh my God.
I pray you lose that kind of money.
For real.
I can't afford it. That's why I can't lose it.
But you know, you can't be too careful. You might actually have that sum of money, and then things happen. Remember.
Well, I'm not going to debate that, but just think deeply about it.
There is nothing to think, Samaga.
And if you have that sort of money, you can't send somebody. You understand? So that's the reason I won't return it, because the person can afford it.
Wow, I am shocked. But it's okay, it's your opinion, which I strongly disagree, but we'll leave it at that. Thanks for calling, Somaga. Hello? Hello?
Hi, comrade.
Okay, comrade.
Salute everybody, please, and the panel of advisors. If I see that one, I will return it sharp.
Uh-huh.
I will even go grieve police people. May God bless that man. Let me tell you, Nigerian people are still very, very good. Forget about what is happening in Abuja. Hello?
I am here.
Thank you. What I'm trying to tell you, BC. Me, I don't pick iPhone 6 too for moto.
Okay.
The person call me. He bring his 5,000 and make I take. I say, take. But after some days, somebody call me, give me 20,000 naira.
Wow.
I told you, say, I opened my farm during the lockdown. my pawpaw, my mango, everything, coconut, planting finish. But you know, because of that, I'm getting contract of 9 on. So there are times, everywhere I go full, I'll continue getting contract. And what is 40,000 website there alive? In short, I go get $100 million, Steph. They might try. Thank you.
Okay, comrade. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ada.
Yeah.
James, from your brother, from Solo.
Oh, my brother. Welcome to the show, Mr. James.
Me, I will return it. If I were the person, I will return it so that...
Why?
So that rest of mine, so that you have rest of mine.
We're talking about 20 million now. That's a lot of money.
Even if it's 100 million. So those kind of things, you know, if you take it by force, the problem that will come, somebody will regret it. It is better, as the driver did, is to return it the best way. Because if you carry that kind of thing, what the result, the outcome, will disturb somebody. That's why I see some people fight themselves. They have money, but they are not happy. They should calculate what they have done before. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Ara.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Abraham. Calling from Ecuador.
Abraham, welcome.
Yep. See, the guy that returned the money.
Please turn off your radio.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. The guy that returned the money, he doesn't return the money purposely. Because he knew that if he doesn't return the money, they will track him.
How?
Yeah, they're going to track him because the man that get the money, the person that get the money, is a millionaire.
So, wait, how are they going to track the person?
It was
not like, it's not like it was a wrong transfer. He picked up the money cash.
Listen up. The place that he was driving a motor to an airport that he drive, right? They're going to get him. That was just the reason. If not, ordinarily, in Nigeria of today,
we shouldn't lie to each other. It's sad that you think of people that way, but let's just keep your thinking aside. We want to know about you. If you were that man, what would you do? Return or keep the money to yourself?
Yeah.
What would you have done?
You say what?
What would you have done?
Unlike me, I wouldn't return the money. That's the truth.
Why, please?
I wouldn't.
Can we
it's
know
a million
why?
Already.
Oh, wow.
And if I have my way, I will go with the money. That's the truth. Yes. You may not believe it. That's the truth. That's the fucking truth.
Please be mindful of your language.
All right, then.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hi, Ada. Hello?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Thank you, Remy. Welcome.
Yeah. I think I'll return such money.
You think? You're not sure?
You said?
You think you're not sure?
Since the money is traceable.
Okay.
Say you get, I'll return it. Supposing I can't trace the owner, I can't take it to the police station, and I'll return it. Yeah. Something happened to me when I was serving 2 years ago. We were meant to receive state allowance quarterly, every 3 months.
Okay.
So I was not available the month we were meant to do the clearance. The 3rd month, I was in Lagos. That's where within the, I think, summer holiday, the whole month holiday, kind of. So I was not in duty when I was to do the clearance. So my aim was to forgo the money. So I wasn't given the money that month. The subsequent clearance which I did, I was paid twice by the state. So in that kind of situation, was I expected to return the money to the state? If you were in my shoes, what would you have done?
Well, as a good citizen, maybe you should have, you know, written to them.
Now, I said, if you were in my shoes and you experienced what I experienced, would you have returned the money to them?
I would have written to them, hey, I think you guys made an error.
That there was an error.
Mm-hmm. And I was paid twice.
But you missed the initial payment.
If I missed the initial payment and then the next month I got it twice, I think they rectified the problem. So, no.
Well, I didn't return the money.
Yeah, if you weren't paid the last month and then the next month you got paid double, I think they rectified the problem. So, no. It's good that you kept the money. Like, you weren't paid the previous ones, right? So, that one is not a problem. Sure. But that's not what we're talking about here. This one is
not
yours.
I just use that as a reference. Say you get. I didn't return the money because I believed I wasn't paid initially the previous month. So, I was paid twice. So you get. A friend of mine said if he was in my shoes, he would have returned the money. And I said, no, I wouldn't do anything of such.
Okay.
So you get. Yeah.
All right, Remy. Thanks for sharing that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
We can hear you. Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening.
Ruben, welcome.
Yeah, Ruben from Yaba. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, for me, I will return the money.
Why?
Well, first of all, I'm into transport. First of all, the driver is into transport. Mm-hmm. What we all don't know is that transport is a very, very lucrative business, provided if you are not a womanizer.
Okay.
And if you don't drink, bad, at least it will still like 5 to 6 to 7 to 10,000 per day. So why would you want to keep running around town, you know, going underground because of someone's 20 millionaire? So I don't really for me, I can't keep something that doesn't belong to me. I don't know how to. I'm not a good keeper when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. So I would just call the person like, hey, what are you even thinking? Don't you forget such amount of money like that. You don't try it next time. You might or might never be lucky anymore. And I'll return the money. And because I also look at it that if you return the money, who knows? Maybe the person might look at me and be very, very happy for what I did and get me a brand new car to add to the other, to the current car I have. So if I add the other one on higher purchase, I will quickly give it back and be using the new one. Who knows where favor can come from? So it's not worth running around with someone's money, someone's 20 million naira, and then you're not happy. You know, you'll be living underground, then it's not worth it. That's what I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hello.
Hello, Ada Blessing.
Good evening. Hello, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, please. Can I remain anonymous?
All right, then.
All right, then. I'm a strong listener of your show, Life and Dangerous.
Okay.
Concerning the issue on ground, I don't think I will return the whole of the money.
You don't think you return all?
Yes, I will not return all the money. I'm a good person, per se.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. But what I will do is, out of that 20-something millionaire, I will take 5 millionaire out of it and invest that money. You understand?
So when? Then I can
return the remaining one to the person. So whatever it will be, it will be that I have invested part of the money, like 5 million naira. So whatever returns that investment bring, I'll pay the person back because it's 50-50 chance.
I don't know
if I should return the money. Would the person be able? Though it's not my money, but he carelessly forgot the money in my possession, right? Since the money cannot be traced, that is what. If the money can be traced, I will return the money. But if the money cannot be traced, I will use 5 million naira out of it. I will invest that 5 million naira and return the other one to the person. So whatever be the case, even if the person wants to do anything, I will pay back the other because it's 50-50 chance. If I return the money, he might not even compensate me. You get?
Hmm.
He might not even compensate me. So,
okay, so you're actually not even returning the money for just returning, just for the sake of returning the money to the owner. You're returning it, having it in mind that he should appreciate you for your good deed. Now let's look at this. What if you now take off 5 million naira and you return 15? What story are you going to paint? What are you going to say to the owner?
Leave that to me. What?
No, we want to know.
What am I going to say to the owner?
Yeah.
I will tell the owner the gospel truth.
Wow.
Yes, I will tell the owner the gospel truth.
That you took out 5.
Yes. Yes.
And what if he arrests you for that? Because that's stealing.
Let him arrest me now. I will tell him, what if I didn't return the money? If
Nigerians, what? Okay.
Hello, Ada.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, Cindy.
Good evening, my dear.
From you.
Yeah, nice hearing from you too. What's your name, please?
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Hi, Happiness.
Hi, Daddy Fizz.
He's fine. He's here.
All right. My greetings to him.
Okay.
Yeah, the topic, right?
Yeah.
I'll return the money.
Why?
It's not mine.
Hmm.
I like
about 20
peace.
Millionaire.
I want my peace.
Do you know what that money would do for you? Quite a lot. You get a car.
It's not mine.
You can get a land.
That is not mine. It's not mine.
You send your child abroad. You go on vacation.
No. It's still not mine.
You get designer bags.
Oh, no. It's not mine.
Okay.
I just need my peace and enjoy my life. I'll return it back.
And who said the money is going to torment you?
Oh, no. It's not my money, so I'll return it back.
Nobody will know.
It's my peace I want.
Eh.
My conscience will not allow me.
Okay.
My conscience will not allow me, yeah.
It's good to know that we still have people with good conscience.
Oh, no. I just can't eat that money. No, not me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, dear, and good night. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Mr. Easy is my name.
Mr. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Mr. Easy. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
My name is John from Miniland.
Hey, John. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to return the money on one condition. If the person's... If the person's details are... Like, the person's information is there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
As I find the information of the person, I can reach out, I'll call, I'll turn out the money. Because I've picked big phones before, and I return the phones, sincerely. But if there are no information... I'll carry all the money. I'll never return it because I cannot take it to Nigerian police. There's no need. They'll beat me and take the money from me.
Hey.
So I'll just keep the money for myself and use and invest. Hey, now. No time.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Douglas. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Welcome.
Yeah. On this issue of, he says the money is almost 20-something million, Abby.
Yeah.
If somebody could forget 20-something million, that means he has 30 billion in his account.
Why do people think so?
What I think so is that if you can forget at the way you are now...
Why do you sound like people intentionally forget stuff?
No, there was an issue. Somebody forgot 300,000 naira inside the vehicle. So the guy was looking for this money, and the driver that saw the money kept quiet and was watching this guy. This guy was panicking. The driver called this guy, said, "Come and collect your money. I found out that you're a broke guy." If this person now that has this 20-something million, if me, I see the money. If it's traceable and I find out that the person is a politician, I will not return the money. Why?
Hey, So you eat your community's project money?
Which community? If you if I find out that the person is into fraud, I will not return the money. If the person is into drug, I will not return the money. In fact, it is even offense in Nigeria for you to carry such amount of money hand. In fact, you will be arrested for carrying such amount of money with your hand. Is it not against the law?
Okay.
God bless, is it not against the law?
It is.
Good. So it is against the law. So if I find out that the money is traceable, but this person has some stains,
my dear, it's not an excuse at the end of the day. Stealing is stealing.
My sister, I will keep the money. I will keep the money and use it for something meaningful. Maybe it's God that wants to give
me. I knew that someone was going to mention this. How? Why drag God into this? Someone misplaced his money. Be a good citizen. Look for the person. Return the money so as to attract God's blessings.
If the person is a ritualist, I'll collect the money and eat it. Because it is the wealth of the hidden.
Wahala.
So the wealth of the hidden has come to me. But if the person, I find out that the person is genuine.
How are you going to know?
No, if it's traceable now, you will know the kind of person that is looking for this kind of money.
Oh, really?
For you to have that 20-something million with you, you forgot it. It means I can easily go you and find out something about you. Yes. So if I find out that the person is genuine, the person is real, I will say, bros, if I don't have anything with me, I will tell you my condition first. I will see how you will react. I will not let you know I'm the one that collect the money. David, before David killed Goliath, he asked them, what will be given to a man that killed Goliath? He have known the price before he killed the Goliath. Now, that driver that returned that 300,000, at the end of the day, the driver told me that the person promised him 20,000 naira. See, today, me and you is talking. The person has not given him that 20,000 naira.
Wow.
So, what is there is I will ask the person, what about if you see this man, what will you do for this person? If the person start talking rubbish, I will tell him, the Lord is your strength. Keep looking for it.
How do you... No. See, I am Alex. I am going to disagree with you on this. Now, you want to call someone who misplaced such an amount of money and you expect that person to keep his cool. Do you know that some people, we react to things differently. There are people that will be all sober, they'll be crying and all that and be weak. And there are people that will just get angry, now be rude to everybody, even to strangers, because they're already thinking, oh, how am I going to pick up my life? I'm going to start all over. Come on, you can't just judge people like that. Alex,
what I'm saying now is that, how come about this kind of, what kind of business do you do to come about to forget such amount of money?
Oh, wow.
Are you a thief?
You just pick up a call from a random stranger and be revealing to that person what you do for a living? Alex, let's just say some things that are realistic now.
Yeah, it's real. It's real because there are people that are into dubious activities.
And you think he's going to tell you, a total stranger, as at that moment? Come on. Anyway, Alex.
Thanks. Because it's traceable, you must find out. But if it's not traceable...
I am not doubting you finding out. But then calling the person, you think the person will be free enough to relate and... come on now, Alex. Something that not just...
My sister, there is a way God blesses people differently.
No, that's not God's blessing. It's not, Alex. Thanks for the call, though. But Alex, trust me, it's not God's blessing.
Ada.
Yes, Daddy Freeze.
There's quite a lot I'd like to share or suggest in this regard. First things first, David was not a Christian. We always have to keep that at the back of our mind, and David is not a role model for Christianity.
Okay.
Always keep that at the back of your mind. If you want to see what Christians did, read the stories from Christ, read the stories from the early church, read Saul or Paul, Timothy, Barnabas. and ask yourselves, what do you think these people would have done? Because these are the first Christians. What did Christ teach them to do with regards to other people's things? Did Christ tell them that is the wealth of the heathens? Let's always keep that at the back of our mind. Secondly, you see, we've got to be able to figure things out in such a way that we still remain objective at the end of the day. The fact that you've never seen $20,000 before does not mean that somebody cannot carry $20,000. $20,000 in $100 notes is the same as 20,000 naira in 100 naira notes. It's not a lot of money, size-wise. So, and the fact that you don't do anything that requires you to have US dollars or that amount of US dollars does not mean that there are people who don't. So we always need to detach ourselves from situations. Sometimes, yeah, what is this person doing? Where did he get such an amount of money from? The fact that you don't have access to that amount of money does not mean there are people who don't. And automatically you ask the person what you do for a living. If you ask me what I did for a living and I was a thief, what do you expect me to say? I stole it.
Exactly.
I'll give you an elaborate story of how I use the money to import and export. You see, at the end of the day, also, we need to understand that what is not yours is not yours. Don't try to glorify what is bad. The money is not yours. Return the money. The taxi driver, return the money. Even if at the end of the day he gets 5K, he's going to live the rest of his life with a clean conscience. What's your take, Ada?
Absolutely, Daddy Freeze. But over here, people would just think it's God's blessings in disguise.
God does not bless people with other people's stolen money.
Okay. Let's take more calls. 0700-993-993-993. 38 minutes gone past 10. Hello? Hi, comrade. Hello, comrade. Comrade, you have to call us back. We're struggling to hear you. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
My radio girlfriend.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Joe Baba. Daddy, please, I greet you.
Joe Baba, welcome.
Yeah. I got the news around the airport yesterday, and just like the lady, the cleaner, that returns such humongous money, this is a very, very big one. Ada and Daddy, please, and everyone listening to me, I, Joe Baba, will also return it. But based on one thing, Ada, in all honesty, if I didn't find any other thing traceable that I can give the man a call by myself, or the man by mistakenly, maybe when I was taking him to the airport from his hotel, we exchanged numbers, that he just called to ask if I have, if I see something like that in my car, or maybe I help him to find it, I will not return it. I will not return it to anything that has to do with force, let alone of police. So that is mine. But if the man genuinely called me, or I have his contact, immediately he left for boarding his flight, I would definitely call him. You know, God sees my heart. But if I don't have any of his contact, I will not return it to anybody. I salute comrade and then the other man from comrade especially is always amazing to listen to. Thank you very much, Ada.
Indeed, thank you so much. He's an awesome fellow. Hello.
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 Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, Daddy Freeze. Jesu Okwe on the line.
Hi, Jesu. Welcome.
Yeah. See, it depends. Returning, when is he returning? Is it possible to see the person?
Of course.
Okay, then I will definitely return it back to the owner. no amount of money. I can't give such money. Because if I cannot get the owner, I'll keep the money. Yes. I'll keep that money. I won't go to any police station.
Okay.
Because of the corruption in Nigeria. I don't know if you've heard this story before. Someone saw money. In fact, the person went to the police station to complain about it. And the owner of the money said that guy that saw the money stole the money. I don't know if you've heard that story before.
No.
Ah, okay. They imprisoned that guy.
Oh, wow.
He returned. He went
here
to the
in Nigeria?
Station. Yes.
Oh, dear.
So, imagine such a thing. It happened. It was, I think, 5 years later, that guy was released for what he did. He did the testimony in church. He returned money. The owner of the money said, yes. Because when the owner went to the police station to make a report, he said it was armed robbers, they robbed him, this, that. You understand?
Hmm.
Imagine such. And the wow. guy was in prison for nothing. And so I can't, like, I won't go to any police station to return their money. If it's possible, I get the owner directly, then I'll give back the money to the owner.
Okay, then. Thank you. Hello?
Adama.
Hi, comrade.
Are you hearing me very well now?
Much better.
Thank you. Some people said that they will use their money to invest.
Mm.
You, there are some money they will be saying you invest. It will not be your own. It will be say tomorrow you go to call, you go to call fire service or you go to call insurance. Unless you say that if it's my politician money, you know where it's going to
happen.
But you never talk if it's
fire
money.
Service? For what
yeah,
exactly?
You can, what I mean by you can fire, maybe the factory or the company where you build it, you don't catch fire with another person's money. Unless you say something, say it's my politician money.
You just have a way of cracking us. Go ahead, comrade.
Okay, what of all those people, what they do?
Wait, comrade. How do ritualists sound?
How do ritualists sound? I don't hear you very well.
How do ritualists sound?
Okay, how do ritualists sound?
Yeah.
What is sound? How do what is sound?
Ritualists.
Okay, then they do like this.
Have you ever been a ritualist?
There was a time when we were there in Abuja, 2003, when I was in Abuja. Now those people won't come, Kajomi, and now I'm around from Abuja called Lagos. So. And I tell you, I do want to give you another time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You go see, water. This one is for Igbo.
Okay.
If a small pikin wash hand clean, you go for the king chop.
Okay.
What okay. You understand?
Okay.
So unless monkey no pick money, when we say she invest and another, you go to call fire service. So now advise you, my brother. Thank you very much, Ada.
All right, comrade. Thank you. Wow. Daddy Freeze, you wanted to say something about comrade's revelation?
Comrade is comrading.
For real. Comrade is someone I miss even when I'm on leave. Like comrade, well done. Okay, more calls. Hello?
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
Hello.
Oh dear.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
I busted into laughter.
Why are you laughing?
Because of what comrade did now.
What's your name?
Just look where I call you back.
Hi, Jesse. Welcome back.
It was you funny.
Please, y'all should leave my comrade alone. Please. Hello?
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 Yeah,
Sonny from his salon.
Okay, Sonny.
Let me put it this way.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy for us to guess, pontificate. Will this be, will I not do? For me, if I see such a money, an amount of money, I most likely will not return it.
Oh, for real? Why?
And I don't owe anybody any apologies.
But that's someone's money. That's someone's sweat.
You call it someone's sweat. If something is so dear to you, you won't lose it. I refer to Sigmund Freud. He said something. If you give two people appointments, okay, one should come and see you to discuss some issues in 2 weeks' time. You tell the second person, come and see me to collect certain amount of money in 2 weeks' time. Most likely, the one that I want to discuss one or two things may forget. But the one that you told about something so dear like money will never forget. Sigmund Freud, if you read anything about psychology, what am I saying? Well, somewhere is so dear to you, you don't easily forget. So for somebody to be careless, he must pay for his carelessness and stupidity. That's one. As for human nature, the disciples asked Jesus.
You're
they asked him point blank, hold on.
Sounding tonight like one.
Yeah.
Like,
they asked
like,
Jesus, listen
careful.
Now. This is my first time on your show. They asked Jesus, Master, we've left everything to follow you. What do we gain? They had needs, but they left everything to follow you. And Jesus told them that you'll not only be rewarded hereafter, even in this life, all you've left to follow, all you've forsaken to follow me, you'll get them in hundredfold. So it's just in human nature to have needs. How it is met, well, it's dependent. If I give you an example, two top politicians in Nigeria, one of them is in jail today. He was actually, as I was told, the president of a school fellowship, as in the university days. He became governor. Today he's in jail. So I'm sure then he would have said to himself that there are certain things he can't do, he will never do. You have not gotten to that sort of position. When you get there, you will know whether you did or not. So the truth is that if that thing is so dear to you, you will not lose. You will not. If you lose touch, then you pay for us to speak it. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, let's all be careful with the monies we have in the banks. Like, you all sound like you're very, very careful and you can't misplace something. It's all good. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Just look while you're calling back. Please, I want to say something. See, this goes to the last caller. So, to him now, you can't lose anything because everyone is perfect for he or she not to lose anything. Imagine the way he was saying it. A third person is stupid. A lot of people have lost more than that. Does it mean they are careless? I beg some people and they should work on the way they think, honestly.
Okay, JC. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Sechi. Yes, I'm calling from the club.
Okay.
You see that money? Based on this Nigeria now, I will not return it.
Why?
Because the money comes from a dubious character. Eventually, he forgot that money into a person's hand who needed that money, either more than he needed it. So there's no way I can return that money. So that's my take. I can never return the money. I will use it on my own. If worse come to worse, I think I can develop my community.
With someone's money?
That is not someone's money. You can't have that 25 amount of million naira or dollars into your possession alone on transport on a transport motor cage. Yes,
people are
that
rich.
That money has been duped from somewhere. I wanted to go and dump to somewhere. Exactly. Don't tell me. You can even verify out. He duped from somewhere. I wanted to go and dump to somewhere. I'm going to dump it into my pocket.
So like,
there's
you
no
know
way
everything
the money.
So well. It's okay.
Sorry?
We pray you don't lose something dear to you.
Yes, maybe it has been programmed now.
It's been programmed.
Yes.
Okay.
That is it.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Wow. 51 minutes gone past 10. Hello?
All right, take it away, take it away. That's it. All right, thank you, thank you. Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Ada. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Suleiman?
Yeah.
Welcome.
I think proper upbringing play a big role there by returning that money. Because let me use myself as an example. I found money several times and I trace and I return it to the owner. There's one the day I was coming out of 1004. I found a wallet.
Okay.
With money inside, about this one is mixed with naira and pounds. Inside. And people are passing there, people are matching the wallet, but nobody saw it. And I saw that money.
How much?
It's 2008 thereabout. I forgot. It was mixed with pounds and naira. So the guy indicated was in the wallet. And now, not because I have, but I think that would keep me going. Yes, that would keep me going. You know, once you find somebody something, you tell it to him. I'm telling you, you don't know what you did to yourself. I'm telling you, you'll be more than that in future. So I trace a number that I have in the wallet. He was supplying, I think, some machineries to one bank somewhere. I now called the guy that was supplying. He didn't know this was a person. He said, yes, okay, I said, send this number to him, my number to him, and tell him to call me immediately. I waited for him, because I was telling him, I'm on hurry, I'm going to Papao. He said, I'm coming, sir. Imagine, when he made me, the rain was falling. He lied down in the wet ground there, I'm telling you, rolling.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. No, count it. He said, no, all right. Can you count it? Count, check everything. He checks. Say, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, that was 2008. You see, several times like that. So, to me, it's proper upbringing, matters a lot, too. Yes, proper upbringing matters a lot. Because some people will still have the money, they will still add it to their own.
I guess.
And then they suddenly have a problem. You understand? Let me salute that you please for me.
Most definitely.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Suleiman. Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, what's your name?
And it's good evening. This is Abigail from Igloom.
Hi, Abigail.
Yes. So, I hear a lot of people say, I think the second to the last one, I was saying something that is a dubious person that will forget that kind of money. I can bet you to you that a dubious person that knows how you got that money, true dubious, will never, never forget that kind of money. Because that's where his mind will be. But someone that he may be probably he was thinking of something and he forgot of. Not everybody that is working is like normal. His mind may have left, forgotten about the money entirely until probably he got to where he was with. Like, what happened? Because there are so many instances like that. There was a day I got home, I didn't pick my bag from school. I didn't get to remember until in the evening when I wanted to pick a book from my bag. Like, where is my bag? So I had to cast my mind back. Like, okay, I went and did that. Oh, I left it here. So people can forget things easily. Not that the person is dubious or not, or something.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Please attend to baby. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Shade from Elasa. Shade from Elasa.
Please go ahead.
I must tell you the truth. If I pay such money, and it happened that the owner of the money, I look for it. Honestly, I will look for the person. If I cannot save the person, I'll use the money.
For real?
What I will do? I'm telling you the truth. I will not tell you a lie. I'll not deceive myself.
Okay.
Yes. What I will do, I will use part of the money. Go for the charity rooms.
Go for what?
Give them charity homes. I will use part of the money. Go to the charity homes. Those ones that don't have anything.
Wow.
I buy clothes for them. I buy good food for them. But I'm not even give money, because if I give any money to you, to do that, take care of them there, they're not taking anything. Yes. But the worst mistake I'll ever do is to take the money to the police station or to the police. I won't do that. Are you getting me?
Okay.
I will not get the money to the police station, because why would I do such? So what are the guarantee that if I deposit the money to them, it will lead to honor? It's not wasting of time and wasting of something that God gives to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I can't imagine taking that money to the police station. Police that during the time of answers, our palliative, they gave us, the government. I can't do that. Instead of, I will wait for the person. If I do not see it, I look for the person. If I do not see it, I will use the money. I will use money. I will give. My first priority will be, I will go to the mother's baby home. Begin to share it to my ability. Then I will use the rest. Yes, that's my own luck. I can't give it to the police, because if I go to the police,
he said that is his own luck. I am shocked. Yeah. All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, Adabis. How are you doing?
That is fine. Please turn off your radio.
I will do that. Can you hear me?
Okay. What's your name?
Good evening. My name is Jane.
Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, Ada?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking.
Although Daddy is free, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's here. He's trying to get ready for our guest. We have a guest at 11, yeah.
I didn't want to go to wood because I don't know what to say. Because a lot of things happen like that. Like, there's a woman at my church the other day. She forgot. Someone forget money. Because the woman, she's poor. Sure. She didn't have much. So someone forget money, like bag. Ghana must go bag, like, let me say the medium size. Forget it, like,
okay.
Beside her. So she left because I was there. So the person left after everybody dismissed in the car. The person left the bag beside the woman. The woman opened it, like, wow. The shock of that money, like, she can't even control herself. Like, she was shocked. You've never seen that kind of money before. Like, you see full bag of Ghana must go money beside you. Or, like, okay, the next thing she did, like, I was like, okay, I didn't even know what was, like, when she opened the bag, I was looking at the woman, I was watching her. She didn't know what to do, and there's a police standing beside the other.
Up the clanger, and this time he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze.
Technology is, all right, you know, is how do I put it? It's futuristic, theoretically speaking.
Have you done any personal work on mRNA viruses, mRNA vaccines, personally?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Have you worked on mRNA?
I've worked on mRNA, like, so the whole process of when you're dealing with these things, I'll just give you a breakdown, because this is what I did when I was doing my master's in molecular biology at Long Island University. What you do is you actually, so for instance, if I want to make a spike protein in you, I want to make an mRNA vaccine for it. What I'll do is I would just go online or go to wherever and buy the sequence of the spike protein. That's the sequence is in alphabets, and it's the greatest information. Our genetic material is the greatest information bank that exists. So when you talk about computers, and a computer can store a certain amount of information. The amount of information you can store on, let's say, in a bottle of DNA, genetic code, that, you know, God's codes, the amount of material you can store in one bottle of DNA is equal to, let's say, the whole information in all the computers, maybe in America, you can store it in one bottle of of DNA. So DNA has its code. It's like, you know, the one zeros, one zeros.
Yes.
DNA is a code. Genetic material is a code. It's a four-letter code. The four-letter code makes, you know, so many more possibilities compared to 1 0, which is two letters, 1 and 0.
Mm.
Using computers. So this is, you know, nature's technology. So you can get the sequence. So for instance, the human genome has been totally sequenced. So you can buy the whole sequence of the human genome.
Mm.
That we are made up of. And the same way you could go online and you can get the sequence of the spike protein. Okay. So now once you have that sequence of the spike protein, you now give it to a lab, and these are the things we did when we had sequences we wanted to experiment on. You give it to a lab and you say, send me some RNA with the sequence, and that's it. They just send you in a frozen bottle some RNA with that sequence that you want. Then now you want to replicate that sequence. So it's alphabets, four alphabets. So they just put them together according to the same sequence that you have. So I'll give you the difference between AstraZeneca's vaccine and Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson and Johnson. The difference is the sequence that AstraZeneca uses is the same sequence on the what's called a wild type COVID virus. So it's the exact same sequence, and when your body translates it into a protein, it's translating it into the exact same spike protein that the virus uses, exactly the same. Whereas with these sequences, you can order what you want, you can change things as you want. So what Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer did to that sequence was they changed two amino acids in there. The sequences makes amino acids, so they change two bases. Now, by changing those two bases, the spike protein that's made becomes different, a little bit different. And the difference is, so for those of you who are thinking about different vaccines and what the difference is, this is what the difference is between AstraZeneca and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. With those changes that they made, the spike protein stays in what's called a pre-fusion state. Now, when the virus has the spike protein, its spike protein is initially in the pre-fusion state. When COVID meets your cells, the spike protein changes when it gets to your cell receptor. It's called the ACE2 receptor. It's one of the receptors your body has. When the spike protein touches that receptor, it changes into the post-fusion state. And that's when it actually becomes a spike and penetrates your cell so that the viral particles can go into your cell. With Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, they made some slight changes to the spike protein so it can never change from the pre-fusion to the post-fusion state. So it can never penetrate the cell, so it stays outside the cell. It stays outside the cell. With AstraZeneca, it can enter the cell. What does this cause? Well, AstraZeneca is like the virus itself. It enters the cell. When it enters the cell, when it's outside the cell, your immune cells see it, recognize it, and start developing antibodies, neutralizing antibodies against it. But once it enters the cell, they can't see it anymore. So they can't develop. So because of that, AstraZeneca is less efficient than these other vaccines. Because
I took AstraZeneca two doses. You are telling me it's less efficient?
It's made outside, but it rushes into the cell, so it's of no use in stimulating an immune response or immune.
Hey, Ada, are you here?
I am, Daddy Freeze. I can hear.
AstraZeneca's performance is a little bit less than the others.
Can you say that again? I have Ada here.
Because the spike protein enters the...
I can't hear you anymore.
What's called the wild type. The wild type. The wild, when you say wild type, we mean the type in nature. So AstraZeneca makes the spike protein that's the wild type, the type in nature. And the type in nature is able to enter the cell. So it's made in your bloodstream. A lot of it is made. You recognize it. You start developing a response to it. But then it now enters the cell. And then it's that effect that opportunity doesn't last that long. Whereas the Johnson & Johnson's, they stay outside the cell membrane. So you can measure them in your blood for up to 6 weeks. You still find these spike proteins in the bloodstream or in unattached to cells. So it's not... The other thing about this difference is for people who... Okay, so let me just deviate a little bit and talk about some of the issues that we have with vaccines. Vaccines apparently are made with the best of intentions and in the best methods possible. So the only way to stimulate your body's immune system to learn about COVID is by making the spike protein. That's the only way to teach your body to be able to get ready to fight it when it comes. You have to make the flag on the virus, the antigen on the virus, which is that spike protein. You have to make it so your body can recognize it.
Dr. Perry. Israel 4 is saying, but studies are showing that AstraZeneca is more efficient against Delta variant. Can you please explain?
No, actually not. So if you look at studies, Pfizer and Moderna had an efficiency of about, initially had efficiencies of about 90% on Delta, whereas AstraZeneca was like 66%. Pfizer and Moderna were between 80 to 90%, whereas AstraZeneca was like 66%. However, AstraZeneca lasts longer, so maybe that's what he's trying to say. AstraZeneca gives you longer coverage. The antibodies created last longer, and which means you are covered for a longer period, even though you are not covered as much. And part of what may attribute to you being covered for a longer period in time is the fact that those spike proteins are kind of like the wild type. They enter your cell, and you know, by entering your cell, some other things can happen that can also assist in developing a response because they've entered your cell, or they could be also cause whatever spike proteins may cause within the cell. So a second thing that I'll bring up on this is the problem that we have with development of the best vaccines is that, for instance, let's say it was a flu virus and the protein that we are developing is, let's say, the G protein. That G protein may not be so harmful. Unfortunately, with COVID, the spike protein itself is harmful.
So the spike protein itself has issues.
The spike protein itself is harmful. It could be that as much as half of COVID virus's toxicity and pathogenicity, it could be due to the spike protein. A lot of the effects of COVID virus itself are due to the spike protein. The spike protein itself is not friendly. It's not friendly to human beings. So it's like, what can you do? You have to make what is on the cell, that the particle that is recognized by, but that particle in itself is harmful in itself. So coming to the topic of what happens to people when they've defeated COVID, when you've gotten over COVID, there's something called the long-haul COVID syndrome, which is a lot of people who get over COVID infections, they still remain with some other things that affect them, like fatigue. For months after getting over COVID, they continue to have fatigue. They'll say, doctor, I can't walk to the hospital anymore. I used to be able to walk 2 miles, now I can't walk anymore. Or anxiety is another of these conditions, and a lot of mental conditions happen. This is called long-term, long-haul COVID.
Or long COVID syndrome.
Or long COVID. Other things that you have is you could develop diabetes, you could develop memory loss, and there are a lot of symptoms that come which are long haul, which people start to have after COVID infections, which last a long time. Some of these have been, and in trying to look for the etiology, the cause of long COVID, a lot of it has been attributed to the spike proteins. And possible damage that the spike proteins cause. So a study by Texas Tech University actually found, the study was captioned something like, long time no see. beware of the dangers of the spike protein. The study actually found that these spike proteins cause genetic changes to your cells, and that's probably how COVID affects the lungs, because of genetic changes that the spike protein causes. And it was so bad that they said even after the infection, the spike proteins continue to cause, the genetic Dummy. Changes continue. So now, when the vaccines are made to mitigate this effect, because it's assumed that, okay, the vaccines give you some trillions of mRNA, you make billions of spike proteins in your body, but they quickly get washed out. So it doesn't, mm-hmm. but in some patients, the same long COVID symptoms have been found post-vaccination, the same symptoms. So the same tiredness, the same anxiety, the same, you know, other mental changes. These things happen also post-vaccination, because it's practically, for instance, with AstraZeneca, it's the same spike protein. With the other vaccines, it's the spike protein with a little change, but the argument is that the spike proteins of the vaccines don't last that long in your body. So even though they bind the ACE2 receptor and could cause some problems, it doesn't last too long. But this is why we see a lot of, like, if you look at a lot of the vaccine side effects, if you look at them, you'll notice that they are identical to COVID effects. Like, you can see bleeding. Like with AstraZeneca, you have blood clots. How do you get these blood clots? It's because COVID binds to the endothelium, the blood vessel walls. COVID itself, when you get COVID, it binds to the walls, it forms clots, it binds to the receptors and causes damage where you get the clotting. But with the vaccine also, the spike protein sometimes binds to the same receptors and causes the same clotting. So you see that a lot of the side effects that you may have from the vaccines, like myocarditis and so on, are similar to the effects that you get from COVID itself because of that spike protein.
Wow. You know. So in your humble opinion, which of the vaccines is the best? So far, we have Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. But before I even ask that, the AstraZeneca, the Oxford AstraZeneca, is it the one we're getting in Nigeria?
Now, I'm a little bit confused. I think yours, the name of yours is something, what's the name again? It's a China, it's an India name. It's made in India. It starts with C. I've forgotten the name. I do not believe probably the manufacturing process of the one in Nigeria is the same as Oxford AstraZeneca in the UK. And the reason why I say this is because people who have been vaccinated in Nigeria, the EU doesn't recognize them as to travel. If you travel, you still have to quarantine. So they are not treating the Nigerian, what's the name again? COVAX or something. I think that's the name, COVAX, made in India. That AstraZeneca, they are not being, and somebody, one knee guy, wrote a long paper about the problem he faced when he went wanted to travel to the EU, and they said they did not recognize his vaccination. It's unfortunate. But the Nigerian version is, I'm not sure, it's probably the same method, but different manufacturing companies or something like that compared to Oxford. Now, to the question that you asked about which is the best, honestly, it's impossible to tell, because the whole world is sacrificing right now in the experiment of this vaccine, because the normal process of development of vaccines takes a couple of years, at least 5, you know, to 15 years to safely test. But right now, the world's at a point where we are desperate. And due to that fact, you know, everybody's volunteering. Now, the volunteer aspect is changing a little bit because in some places it's being mandated. But in a way, the world is volunteering to experiment these vaccines. And over time, we are going to know the differences in all of them. So which is better? Is it better the one that the spike protein enters the cell or the spike protein remains in the cytoplasm? Well, it depends on whether how dangerous the spike protein is outside or inside. Mm. Now, outside, it binds to something called your ACE2 receptors. And the ACE2 receptors have a function that they do in your body. They're meant to do something. They're there for something. So when you make millions of spike proteins and they bind to them, your body neutralizing antibodies, first of all, are going to come and kill all the cells that they are bound to. So that's why you have the fevers and you have those things post-vaccination, because a lot of your cells are dying. Now, but in the process of binding to those ACE2 receptors, you know, it's blocking those receptors from what they are supposed to do. So you definitely have some effects that hopefully we hope these are short-lived, and then, you know, you recover fully from that. Now, for instance, AstraZeneca that enters the cell, possibly that may have less of those side effects and less, you know, that's why it's less efficient. But you may have less of the side effects because it enters the cell and your cell breaks it down and digests it and gets rid of it. So it's basically impossible to tell at this time which vaccine is better. So for certain people and certain countries, they are combining them. Like you have Sinovac, which is the one that's made from China, from the live attenuated virus. Sinovac is popular, you know, around the world. And in places like Denmark, they are combining, the government said, go ahead and combine Sinovac, a dose of Sinovac, with two doses of Moderna and Pfizer. Or if you've taken a dose of Sinovac, add, you know, either two doses of Moderna or two doses of Pfizer to it. Cambodia is combining. Singapore is saying if you've taken AstraZeneca, you can now take maybe Moderna on top, and so on. So everybody is basically, countries are playing around with it. And, you know, some countries are finding, checking out which different combinations they can make that can elicit this strongest immune response. So I cannot tell you which of them is better. Mm. Because when we talk about better, there's better on the in the long run and short term.
Now, if you can't tell which is better, can you tell us which is worse?
It appears currently that AstraZeneca is one of the worst. That's how it appears. In terms of efficacy and value for your money.
Okay, efficacy and value for your money. What about the one with the least, let me reduce the strap of my watch. I just collected two doses. Ada?
The reason why I'm saying this is because, one, it's efficiency against the efficacy against, you know, the Delta strain is the lowest, and it seems to have the highest risk profile.
By risk profile, what are the risks exactly that you're
like
talking about?
The blood clotting that, you know, a bunch of people have.
I had two Zeneca shots. I didn't have any blood clots. At least I'm here.
Right. So now the thing about blood clotting is there is blood clotting that is symptomatic, and then there's asymptomatic where it's just micro. It could be tiny. So I'm not trying to say anything, but, you know, it could be tiny. And when it's big, then you have a problem, but it could be tiny. So these things can't absolutely be said in absolute terms, but the body has a magical way of healing itself. Mm. So it's, you know, hopefully can get rid of this. But, you know, in terms of how effective is AstraZeneca, it has the lowest efficacy against the Delta strain, about 66%. It lasts a long time, but it has the lowest level. And it's Pfizer also has a high blood clotting, I think, risk profile. So it shares that highest risk blood clotting profile with Pfizer, I think. So Moderna, I don't know. I can't say they are all just basically the same thing.
Okay, Dr. Freeze, can you help me ask him how long a dose stays in one cell?
How long does a dose of Zeneca stay in one cell? On live with me on the radio is Ada Blessing, who also has taken a Zeneca shot. She's just taken one shot. I've taken two. So what is your take on how long does it take, does it last in your cells?
So the thing is, the vaccine effects, for most of them, they kick off in about 4 days. They start making, for instance, the Pfizer and the US, they start making your mRNAs. The mRNAs start making the proteins. It starts to spread. And then those proteins are detected for about, they start to be detected, the spike proteins start to be detected, and from the spike proteins being detected, your neutralizing antibodies, which is what you're trying to get, kicks off in about 2 weeks. So in about, from day 11 is when the antibody response starts. Okay. Now that antibody response, which starts from about day 11, lasts, right now we are seeing that with these vaccines, it lasts about 6 months. So okay, the question is not about how long the spike protein lasts for. We are trying to find out how long the vaccine works for. So the vaccines last, they start off about 90% efficiency or efficacy, and then it starts to dwindle down. And after a couple of months, you're now at maybe 40% and so on after about 6 months. And this is why Israel is having a lot of problems, because Israel vaccinated their whole population early. So they quickly reached the end of that 6 month period. So the infections started, you know, what we call breakthrough infections started coming up again and again and again and again. And actually, as of 2 days ago, Israel has the highest rate of COVID infections in a single day. They had about 2,800 cases. They had the highest in the world.
Despite the vaccination.
In spite of the vaccination, they had the highest number of COVID-based cases in a day. Wow. They reached the highest rate because the vaccines have waned, the effect has waned out after that 6 months. So at the beginning of 6 months, you're about 80-90%. And then as you're getting to the end, you get down to 40%. And then it's, you know, it's...
What month is so this? This is August.
No, September.
September, October, November, December... By January, I need to take a booster shot.
Right. So now,
tell us about this booster shot business.
So, what we had said earlier was with the AstraZeneca, it seems you stay protected for longer, even though the protection is less. So, even though you have maybe 66% coverage, you stay protected for longer with it. So maybe, we don't know yet, I'm not checking the latest data, but maybe it's 8 months or maybe 9 months. So maybe a little bit longer than we are having with...
But this one that we don't know which exact vaccine they gave us in Nigeria. Can somebody...
No, they gave you AstraZeneca made in India, and it is, the name is COVAX, I think. Something like COVAX. It's AstraZeneca made in India.
Oh, wow.
It's the same thing they gave in Ghana, because, you know, my mom got that in Ghana. And it's the same thing. It's AstraZeneca made in... So,
We're running out of time on the radio. We can continue.
Yeah, we have just a minute.
But it would be nice if we can take a couple of questions from the radio.
Couple? Maybe one or two.
Okay, one or two is a couple. If we can get two questions from the radio, I'm sure radio people want more questions. Tony Tetula is watching me live. Tony, how are you doing, dear brother?
All right, then, the studio line is 0700-993-993-993.
Fertility.
Hello?
Hello? Well,
caller from the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are my questions. First of all, as much as we have the vaccine, if the primary source of the virus is still out there, even if we are vaccinated, doesn't it mean you can still get reinfected? Then second of all, since evolution is constant, does the virus itself also not try to adapt to the vaccine? Thank you.
Okay, let's take both. The first question is, if I got it correct, if you've got the vaccine, could you get reinfected? Is that it, Adam?
Yeah.
And the second question he asked again?
He talked about evolution, and then he asked if the virus can, you know, evolve to now fight against the vaccine.
Right, so I got both questions. So I'm going to ask three questions. The first question that he was on Fertility,
yeah.
I'll say them quickly. NPR Radio, a radio station in America, they conducted some kind of survey. So they did a survey of one of their participants had this survey, and they asked a lot of women, they got about 140,000 responses where women had changes to their menstrual period. Dysmenorrhagia, which is excessive bleeding and so on and so forth. So that's what has been seen. So a lot of women who have been vaccinated have, and my friend's wife, actually, one of my good friend's wives, you know, she had that. She was on birth control and she wasn't having periods, and then her period came and was long, and her friend had the same. So a lot of women are having menstrual changes, but so far it's said that it's short term, it's not long term. So that's one thing. There are some other studies that out of Oxford that talk about some pregnancy changes, but this is being studied, so there's nothing concrete on that as yet. That said, to his second question, to his first question, which was, what was his question again? And the third question, which is...
The second question is, if you're vaccinated, can you get reinfected with COVID thereabouts?
Yeah, so that's breakthrough infection. So now the idea of vaccines, there are about three endpoints. When you talk about vaccination, there are about three endpoints. So the first endpoint is stopping infection. It's not usually the strongest endpoint, but hoping that the vaccine stops you from getting infection. The second endpoint is stopping severity of when you do get infected by the virus, stopping the severity of
the symptoms.
And then, you know, stopping you from dying or being in the ICU. So you look at these different things. So if you can stop the person from getting infected, then herd immunity is an achievable goal. And if you notice, the world is no longer looking for herd immunity because it's impossible with COVID. Herd immunity is achievable if a good amount of the population are not getting infected and are not transmitting the virus anymore. So they act as a wall between people who are infected and people who are not. So if you get a good chunk, maybe 60% vaccinated, they are a wall because the infection is not passing through them. Unfortunately, with COVID, even people who are vaccinated get the infection.
So the herd immunity is not kicking in.
It's not. It cannot happen. It cannot happen with COVID. That goal, they used to want that goal, but that goal has been taken off the table. It cannot happen because the block who are vaccinated are still transmitting the virus. When you talk about development of antibody therapy and immune therapy, you have something called IgG, which runs around the body, and you have IgA, which is in the mucous membranes. The COVID vaccines are protecting the body, but not the mucous membranes. It doesn't give you IgA response. So the mucous membranes still have the virus. So someone who gets COVID, now the second endpoint is getting sick. There's this 90% you're not getting sick when you're vaccinated. So you're safe on that. So that endpoint is achieved. When you get the vaccine, you're not getting sick. Most are not getting sick. Only few people get sick. So in some places that have been vaccinated, you have 95% reduction in getting sick from COVID. But these people who are vaccinated are silent carriers. They have the vaccine in their mouth, they have it in their mucous membranes, so they are still spreading it to other people. So as to his question, there are breakthrough infections, breakthrough illness, but it's much less. So the vaccine achieved that target of making you less sick.
Now,
it did not achieve the target of spreading onto other people.
Now, let me ask another question. The other question the gentleman asked, could it be possible?
The last question he asked was evolution.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Evolution
of the virus, it's called vaccine escape. The problem is viruses continue to mutate. And when they mutate in both the vaccinated and non-vaccinated, as they continue to mutate, they drop some things and learn some new tricks where they escape from the vaccine. And then that escape phenomenon is called vaccine escape, now passes on to people, and then the vaccine is useless. And this is happening constantly. There's now the mu, there's the Delta, which is an example of vaccine escape. The vaccine, you know, is not strong on it. And now there's the mu variant, which is also even another level of vaccine escape, where it's still these other people who are vaccinated. And basically, if you know about the flu, in Africa, you probably don't have this, but in America here, elderly people take flu shots every year because there's new vaccine escape, there's a new variant of the flu, and you take another shot and another shot every year because the flu keeps coming. The same thing is going to happen with COVID. New variants are coming, new variants. It keeps escaping. It keeps escaping. So right now we are hoping that with 3 shots, you are fine. But the next shot comes, it escapes. You need another shot. You need another shot soon. mRNA technology allows you to make vaccines very fast. So soon they are going to be making the vaccines ready for that new variant. But all human beings who have been infected at labs, the virus is escaping and making new variants all the time, and those are going to be spreading. So we are going to be, like in America, we are on the flu shots every 6 months, every flu season. We're also going to be across the world on coronavirus shots every season, the way it looks. It's going to be constant forever.
All right. Ada, let's take one more question.
Six past 12, Daddy Freeze.
Yes, let's take one. It's rare for us to have such an expert working at the helm of affairs, and there are people listening on the radio who want to ask questions. So let's just give one more person the opportunity of asking a question.
Okay. Hello? Oh, dear. Call us back, please, if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good evening. You have 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay, quickly, Ada.
Yeah.
I heard the doctor say that it's impossible to tell which of the vaccines are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes ahead and says AstraZeneca is the least.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hello?
Isn't that contradictory?
Okay. We lost you at some point. If we get your question correctly, you said that he mentioned that it's impossible to tell the best vaccine, yet he mentioned AstraZeneca being the least effective.
Yes, isn't that contradictory? And okay. I'd want to believe that this is standard of efficacy, like 90% of 100. This is an assumption.
Okay.
But what's the difference between these standards, you know, with respect to the various vaccines?
All right. Thank you. Okay, Daddy Freeze.
Okay. I wish we had a better question, because I can answer that question. But go ahead.
Some of the things I've said, people might not be understanding. So let me explain. In terms of efficacy and efficiency, when you talk about this, you say there's the how efficacious is it in protecting you versus the side effect profile. So when we talk about this, it's not one topic where you can say this is the best. So when you look at something like AstraZeneca now, for instance, AstraZeneca gives a longer term coverage. It covers you for, let's say, 8 months or maybe a year. I haven't seen whether they've gotten the data on that. So in terms of length of time, it covers you for a longer period of time. In terms of protection, it's the least. With the Alpha variant, it was the least protective, about 70-something percent. With the Delta variant, it's also the least protective compared to Pfizer, Moderna, so it gives you the least coverage, about 2%. So based on that, and then now in terms of side effects, linked to its less efficiency because it moves into the cell, it may have a better side effect profile on the long run because it moves into the cell, or its side effect profile may be somewhere near Pfizer or something where it's, you know, it happens to be. So all these things are being, it's almost impossible to say which is better.
I want to ask you a question. Are there any medications that have been approved for the treatment of COVID, just in case you don't have the vaccine, or just in case you have the vaccine and still got symptomatic illness?
Monoclonal antibodies are approved. They've been approved since November 2020. Monoclonal antibodies simply means when you take the vaccine, your body makes antibodies. But they've gotten, like, there's a new one that was just made against Trimovac or something like that. That one was made from a patient who, you know, was unable to be infected by SARS-1, one of the earlier SARS, because COVID is not a new SARS virus.
It's SARS-2.
It's from a family of SARS viruses. So a guy who was immune to it at the time, his antibodies, they use it to make this Trimovac or something like that. Now, but there are other monoclonal antibodies, Regeneron and so on and so forth. Monoclonal antibodies, actually, once you are infected and they inject you, infuse you with monoclonal antibodies, it has 80% a protective coverage. So it's actually higher, scoring higher than vaccines are after a while. But these monoclonal antibodies, they're giving the antibodies already that have been made. So they're just making, they're cloning these antibodies that work already. Instead of your body making them, they're giving it to you pre-made. So that's monoclonal antibody therapy. Mm. But the thing, and it's 80%, you're good. You're practically safe if you use them. Now, but the thing about it is, it's expensive. It's like $1,200 for monoclonal antibodies. So I'm not sure you have it available in Nigeria. Now, a study from King Abdulaziz University in Saudi Arabia found thiamine, vitamin B1, reduced the mortality by 80%. So there are independent studies in different areas. Now, the FDA in America overrules everything and only proposes certain treatments. But there are studies that are, you know, happened in different places where they found, you know, thiamine reduced mortality in King Abdulaziz University by 80%. That's vitamin B1. So other studies have even found ivermectin, which has been largely condemned, which you guys are very familiar with. A lot of you have used ivermectin growing up in Nigeria.
What do you use ivermectin for? Remind me, what treatment do you use ivermectin for?
For worms. For worms, it's a dewormer. So there's a World Health Organization program, actually community program, where back then when we were in med school in Nigeria, we distribute ivermectin to all communities to deworm them. So it's a very, very popular medication, and you know.
Okay. So Daddy Freeze.
Okay, that's as far as we can go on the radio. I have a few more questions for you. 99.3 Nigeria Info will be back tomorrow, and we'll have so much more to talk about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Daddy Freeze, and thank you so much, Dr. Perry. All right, awesome show it was. Hopefully by tomorrow, Daddy Freeze and I will continue with the topic. Thank you so much for being part of the show.